Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend, the California Museum opened a new exhibit showcasing some of the history of Filipinos in California, one of the largest Asian ethnic groups in the state. The exhibit is presented in partnership with the Bulusan Center for Filipino Studies at UC Davis, the Filipino American National Historical Society, and the California Nurses Association. It is called California is in the Heart, and Cap Radio's Sacramento Communities reporter Janelle Salonga joins us to share more about it. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning. Thanks, Vicky. Glad to be here. This exhibit is super close to my heart as somebody who's also Filipino in California myself. So it was really meaningful for me to get to cover it and see the opening.
I love the name. Where did the exhibit name come from?
So it actually comes from the same person who's the namesake for the Bulusan Center, Carlos Bulusan. So he was an immigrant, a Filipino immigrant to the States in the 1930s. He lived and worked in Seattle, but also spent a lot of time, you know, working jobs throughout the California Central Valley and the Central Coast, in agriculture and in canneries. And he was a labor organizer who was really active in Seattle's Filipino-American Cannery Trade Union. And so all that to say that he is most famous for his semi-autobiographical novel called America is in the Heart, which is where the exhibit name comes from. And that book title actually inspired, you know, several other authors like Elaine Castillo from the Bay Area, who wrote America is Not in the Heart and is also in the exhibit, and the late historian Dr. Don Mabalon, who wrote Little Manila is in the Heart. And
when talking about Dr. Mabalon, their work was so crucial to this exhibit. Tell us more about them.
Yeah, so, you know, Dr. Mabalon, she definitely got her flowers, so to speak, in the exhibit. And there's a saying, all roads lead to Stockton. And Manang Don, as many in the community and the communities that she was in called her, she grew up in Southside Stockton and saw many Filipino elders, Manongs and Manangs, congregate in the area. And it was this hub for Filipino activity, but was so rarely recognized in Filipino American studies or any kind of former scholarship. And Manang Don actually passed away suddenly in 2018 from a heart attack, unfortunately. And she dedicated her life to chronicling the history of Filipinos in the Central Valley, with particular attention to Stockton. So she was actually the one who created and founded this nonprofit called Little Manila Rising to preserve that history with her friend Dylan Delvo. So he's also featured in the exhibit.
What are some of the there's many towns that I learned this about a week or two ago, that, you know, the Central Valley was a big hub for Filipino enclaves. What are some other towns in California that were a hub for this?
Yeah, so actually Sacramento is featured in the exhibit as a hub as well. Vallejo, San Francisco, San Diego, Riverside, San Luis Obispo, and Delano are some of the others that were featured.
Yeah, I'm from Eagle Rock, which is a district in Los Angeles, and there is a very significant Filipino community. I have tons of Filipino friends.
Yeah.
So in Southern California as well. What are some of the ways the exhibit shows Filipino immigrants really building community in these different California towns?
So one artifact kind of tells that story, and it's actually a, you know, a blue, red and white basketball jersey. So here's one of the curators, archivist Jason Sarmiento with the Bulusan Center, who has a personal connection to it.
We were briefly stationed at Barch Air Force Base, and my dad played as a guard. But the jersey itself does represent a lot of things for the community. For one, basketball is the most popular sport in the Philippines, so it's one way to convey culture from the mainland or the homeland into the diaspora community. But also, like, these types of basketball associations and rec leagues was one way that diaspora Filipino communities, like, made connections with someone from a different town, as it is one way they could, like, find out if they could just by chance meet someone from their hometowns or home provinces. So this is one way to make California their home while also preserving a lot of their cultures from their specific areas in the Philippines.
Yeah, so the exhibit also pays homage to women's clubs, which are many Filipinas' way of finding community in the States and in California as well.
When was the last time an exhibit like this was at the California Museum?
Yeah, so you mentioned, you know, in your intro that this is kind of something that was long overdue, and there has actually been, you know, an exhibit celebrating Filipinos at the California Museum before, but it's been a long time. The museum's executive director, Amanda Meeker, told me that it's actually been over a decade since there's been an exhibit highlighting Filipinos in this way. And that first one was actually a traveling exhibit from the Smithsonian that was just photos with minimal text. But this one is a lot more expansive.
Yeah, and it's like centrally located in downtown Sacramento, which is awesome, the capital city. You know, speaking about expansive, you've mentioned notable Filipino Californians and also Filipino towns. But what are some other parts of the exhibit?
Yeah, so here's Jason again with, you know, kind of a succinct summary on more of what the exhibit has.
And we also have a historic timeline that is showcased prominent events in California and U.S. history for Filipinos. And they will be juxtaposed with art pieces that convey various themes about the timeline.
And the Filipino-American National Historical Society has a museum in Stockton that opened in 2016 that actually was a huge influence on this historic timeline. They have an exhibit about the four waves of immigration of Filipino migrants to California. And so that exhibit and the museum in general really inspired the structure of California is in the Heart.
Hmm. Yeah, the cool thing is you actually got to see it in person and talk to people, taking it all in. What are you hearing from visitors?
Yeah, so here's actually some of the background noise that I heard when I was there.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it was a lot of people. And as you can hear from people saying, you know, take a picture or I'm going to cry, people were so excited to see themselves or people they knew, you know, memorialized and acknowledged this way. It, you know, something I was really hearing from people that I was passing as I was walking through the exhibit is just that, you know, it really made them feel like, you know, they mattered and that their contributions were important. It was a really surreal experience for so many folks, and especially because so many of the people who were in the exhibit, like Cynthia Bonta, who was, you know, a Sacramento area community leader, and also Rob Bonta's mother, were present at the exhibit and at the opening.
And I would imagine, you know, being Filipino-American, there may be a thing or two or even more that you learned that you didn't already know, and you had some personal takeaways from the exhibit.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, it was really meaningful for me to be, you know, covering this exhibit and to be present at the opening. I think I have a lot of feelings around what it means to be, quote unquote, Filipino American and what it means to strive for, you know, belonging and assimilation. But I mean, I also cried seeing so many people at the opening who were moved by seeing themselves or, you know, people who looked like them honored and talked about like they were and are important to this state's and this country's history. And so I actually learned a lot about, you know, queer LGBTQ plus Filipino community leaders. And one thing that was really cool for me was learning that a Filipino lesbian actually was one of the people who started the first American lesbian club called the Daughters of Bulitis. And with regard to SAC, you know, there's photos of this Filipino-owned convenience store in downtown, which I thought was really cool because, you know, that's you know, that's such a central area in the city. And, you know, the most I heard growing up about Filipinos in history was maybe a mention of the Philippine-American War. And then, you know, boom, the Philippines was given independence. And the U.S. still even has military bases there. So it's not even true independence. But, you know, I feel like this exhibit is so huge for Filipinos in California to, you know, be able to see themselves in another lens outside of just talking about like, oh, they were in wars or they are, you know, a country that was colonized. You know, as I'm really excited to actually, you know, maybe even take my sister, who's 11, to see the exhibit because I don't remember anything like this being around when I was that age. And I feel like it would have meant a lot to me to experience that then.
Yeah, and in many ways, I mean, it's expansive, but we're just like, you know, getting to like the tip of the iceberg. Was there anything people were sharing with you about what they'd like to see in the future?
Yeah, so while the exhibit has, you know, a couple sizable sections about Filipinos' role in fighting for labor rights and a few different sectors like farming and nursing, Sean DeLizzo, who's the lead educator for the California Museum, says,
a lot of this exhibit deals with identity and the Filipino-American identity and, you know, the different aspects of that. But one thing I'm hoping that it does bring forth is a lot of solidarity amongst different communities. And I would love to see that expressed in different ways. A lot of the different labor movements that have happened between Filipinos and a lot of other ethnic groups across history, I want to see that being captured in museums, not just the California Museum, but museums across our state and country more often.
Yeah, so Sean and Jason, who you heard earlier, said they'd also like to see the exhibit used as, you know, this jumping off point for future curriculum and other teachers in the state.
Thank you so much for sharing, Janelle, taking the trip. I mean, it seems so exciting. And the exhibit's going to be around through April of next year, right?
Yes, April 9th, 2023 is the date it closes.
Plenty of time. That is Cap Radio Sacramento Communities reporter Janelle Salonga sharing the California is in the Heart exhibit at the California Museum. And as we just said, running through April of next year. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.